Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 231 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
Morning Ireland, 24 minutes to 9. Des has the sports news and it's the morning after, isn't it, Des?
The morning after, and disappointment again for the Republic of Ireland soccer team. A huge Irish crowd there. I mean, by European standards, the support this team is getting is massive. But it was a poor game and we didn't play particularly well and we lost 2-1 to Norway. The brief details of the game, Norway, who were without their Manchester City striker Erling Haaland, took the lead when Leo Ostergaard headed past Gavin Bizzuno. They were the better team in the first half. We were poor in the half. They led 1-0 at half-time, Norway. But Ireland improved greatly in the second half. We equalised through Alan Brown, a superb goal from outside the box. Looked like we might have salvaged the draw, but then Oimoy Wanfo scored 5 minutes from time to give Norway the win. It was disappointing all round. Stephen Kenny said he was disappointed that the scores came from set pieces. And Irish defender Dara O'Shea couldn't hide his disappointment when he spoke to Adrian Eames.
Very disappointing to come away from that game and having lost it is extremely disappointing. You're kind of thinking how we lost it in that aspect, but two set pieces is not how we want to concede. We don't want to concede, but especially in that manner.
And as you say, having got back to 1-1, super strike from Alan Brown to level it up, it looked like Ireland might push on and perhaps win the game.
Yeah, unbelievable strike from Alan, and you think the momentum's with us then, and you can kind of feel it from the crowd, and they do well to kind of manage the game and try to take the sting out of it and come away and get a free kick in a central area and score.
You had a lot of possession, particularly in the first half, a lot of good passing. Is it about developing patterns of play? Because although you had a lot of possession, you struggled at times in the first half in particular to penetrate. Much better in the second half, obviously.
Yeah, penetration's a massive one, and the gaffer spoke in that half time. Come out in the second half when we were a lot brighter, a lot more sharper, making runs in behind, causing them huge problems, which was positive, getting our wing backs high and getting crosses in the box. And that's the style of play we want to play. And obviously the first half, it was made hard by Norway. We've got to give them credit in that aspect, what they've done. But yeah, the second half, a lot more positives to take from that.
That's Dara O'Shea, and Stephen Kenny's Irish side round off the year with a friendly away to Malta on Sunday. Now, ahead of the World Cup getting underway, a big blow for Senegal. Sadio Mane, their former Liverpool striker, has been ruled out of the tournament as he had surgery yesterday on a knee injury he sustained while playing for Bayern Munich. The World Cup gets underway on Sunday afternoon with the opening ceremony and then the first game between the hosts Qatar and Ecuador. Don't say you haven't been warned. It's a feast of football for sports fans on RT. Our team working away in it. Here's my colleague Peter Collins.
Morning, Des. Yes, that's right. All 64 games live on RT2 and the player, of course, with the news channel involved for those final group matches when they have to kick off at the same time.
This World Cup will be very different from previous ones, won't it?
Well, it's the first to be staged in the Middle East, as we all know, and we've never had a World Cup kicking off in winter, which is unusual in itself, particularly considering the weather, because it's going to be extremely hot no matter what they say. And Qatar is the smallest country to have ever hosted it, but as your listeners will be well aware by now, that's not even half the story. Plenty of talking points about the controversial hosting of this tournament, and let's not forget there's also going to be some football to look forward to as well.
It's never easy to pick a winner, Peter. I'd be tempted to go for a traditional strong contender like Brazil or West Germany. What's your own view on potential winners?
Well, there are some big names missing from a couple of the likely contenders like Pogba and Kante. They're injured for France, as we know, but I'm not too sure how big a loss Pogba will be. Liverpool's Jota is out for Portugal. It's difficult to look past, really, the usual suspects, as you said. Brazil, France, Argentina, or even Spain, even though they're a relatively young side going into this World Cup. Perhaps even England. Their own media are suggesting that they're among the favourites, but maybe for the romantics, seeing Lionel Messi lifting the trophy a week before Christmas would be a fitting way to cap his wonderful and gloriously entertaining career. So maybe I'll go for Argentina, Des.
All right, we'll all follow somebody as we go through it all. In golf, Shane Lowry is deep into his second round in this lucrative DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. He's picked up 4 birdies, but unfortunately a double bogey as well in 13 holes. He's moved to 1 under par for the tournament. Rory McIlroy is also on 1 under par. He's level par for his 8 holes today. Matt Fitzpatrick and Tyrrell Hatton lead on 7 under. They haven't begun their rounds yet. Elsewhere, another good start in the US for Seamus Power. He's 4 under in the RSM Classic, 4 off the overnight leader Cole Hammer. And Leona Maguire going well. She finished with 2 consecutive birdies to end 3 under par in the CME Championship in Florida, 3 off the leader Lydia Ko. Well, now to rugby, and The Irish team have their captain's run today ahead of the big game with Australia tomorrow night. So let's get a verdict on that now from Donal Lennon. Morning, Donal.
Hiya, Des.
Australia seeking to bounce back from a bad defeat. That'd make you nervous.
Yeah, certainly. Look, I mean, it's been a horrible year for Australia. But that said, when they're fully locked and loaded, they can be very dangerous. And for any indicators of that, there were 4 points ahead against France in the Stade de France only 2 weeks ago with 3 minutes to go. They managed to lose that. They had New Zealand beaten in Sydney before a controversial refereeing decision in the end. But really, the low point for them was losing to Italy for the first time last week. That was a low point for Australian rugby, but this is a different team. They don't have great strength and depth days at the moment, but when they have their first team out, they'll be really competitive, and I've no doubt Andy Farrell will be very wary of that.
Yeah, Farrell has gone for a full-strength Irish squad. What's your view on, I mean, obviously Johnny Sexton is our best out half, but going a year out from the World Cup, if he gets injured, or, you know, should he perhaps be trialling more other out halves alternatives?
He's trying to be fair to him, but every time a Joey Carberry is out injured again. Kieran Frawley had a very good trip with the emerging Ireland side. He got injured in the A game against New Zealand, and all of a sudden Jack Crowley has sprung from nowhere, was capped last week off the bench. He's on the bench again. He's a young player that I know well and have a huge amount of time for. But, you know, to be fair to Andy Farrell, he has solidity in that team, but yet you look over the past couple of weeks, Jimmy O'Brien starts on the wing. That's his third different position for Ireland on consecutive Saturdays. And young Joe McCarthy, look out for this guy. He's on the bench in the second row. A monstrous young fella. And he's going to get his opportunity off the bench. So another young player getting his first cap.
Yeah. It must be a nicer way of describing them. But do you see an Irish win in this, Donal?
Yeah, I do. But I think it's going to be far more competitive than people realise. I mean, Australia, they're a proud rugby nation. They took a lot of flack over that defeat in Florence last week. There will be a reaction. But there's question marks over their front five. And if they don't front up there, then Ireland, you know, I think will end. It's been a brilliant season for Ireland, as we're 8 out of 10. The only games we lost were away to France and away to New Zealand. And even that New Zealand loss was followed by two weeks in a row by victories over the All Blacks down under. Of the five players in the nominated for World Player nominee, we have two in Johnny Sexton and Josh van der Fleer. So I'd like to think that we'll finish the year on a high, but it's going to be far more competitive than people might appreciate.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks as ever, Donal. Appreciate it. Now, that game is live on RT Radio 1 tomorrow night. And staying with rugby, Leinster are in action this afternoon with an unusual fixture. They play South American national side Chile, who have qualified for next year's World Cup. The game is in Donnybrook at 2 o'clock. Admission is free. And finally, in racing, Blue Lord, the winner for Willie Mullins in the Clonmel Oil Chase yesterday in Tipperary. And today's racing action is at Dundalk.